morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Phil Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 58 minutes or so, give or take. I have a couple of quick time-sensitive announcements. I will do the other announcements at the end of the program, but I want to get these out because they are time-sensitive. One is, this is the summer City of Pittsfield Summer Eats program. This, to me, is very, very important. We know not everybody gets a lot to eat during the summer. Berkshire Peak Apartments, West Street only, lunch only, 12:15 to 12:45, June 28th through August 25th. They're all June 28th, all through August 25th. Rattlebrook Village, American April Lane, lunch only, 12:30 to 1. Conti Community School, West Union Street, breakfast, 8:30 to 9:30. Lunch, 12:30, noon to 12:30. Morningside, Burbank Street, breakfast, 8:30 to 9:00. Lunch, noon to 12:30. Pittsfield Farmers Market, First Street Common, lunch only, and that program is Saturdays only from 11:30 to 1. And all are welcome to attend. Adults are $2.75 for breakfast and $5 for lunch. That they asked me to get that out because they want to be sure kids are happy. Let me let your mother in. Let's see. What's Fabrizio? Is she? This one. Michael.
Okay. There she is.
There she is. Hi, everybody. All right. Joining us, that's Kathy Fabrizio, and Michael's wonderful son, Leonardo Fabrizio. And his beautiful mother, Kathy Fabrizio. Folks, we got a big thing coming up. I mean, a really big thing. And it's to raise money for summer camp for kids through the Berkshire Theater Group. Summer camp for an acting kind of camp, a theater camp. And this year is the first annual really wonderful tribute to David Grover. And Michael and Kathy have been putting this all together for several months now. I'm going to turn it over to Michael and Kathy. I've got all the info here, but tell us all that's gone into this. Michael, by the way, and I think most people who watch this show, this isn't Michael's premiere appearance. He's been on quite a bit. Michael is from, now he lives in Nashville. You see it, like the way I said that, Nashville. And he's born and raised in Richmond, Berkshire County. His father was Dr. Fabrizio, a wonderful guy, just retired. His mom's right there. And he has a sister. Yeah, and they both live in Nashville now. And Michael went down there many years ago. I have to tell the story. Michael filled in for another performer at the Barrington stage. And I was sitting there with the Polish princess. And Michael, he captured everybody. Everybody was into it. Everybody was having a wonderful time. Everybody was just enjoying themselves. And I thought to myself, this guy is good. He's an entertainer. He's a great singer, musician. He can play instruments. And he got a great voice. So I said, I got to get him on the show. So by now, most of you know, I'll do anything to get you on the show. So Michael's leaving, and where's he go? He goes into the men's room. And where did I ask him to come on the show? While we were standing at the urinal. So there we go. That's how this famous relationship has started. And I just want to thank Michael for all the time and years he's put at this program, but also the charitable work he's done for Berkshire Theater Group and his mother, Kathy, and his father, Dr. Fabrizio. So you guys have been working real hard to put this together.
Yeah, we've been working with Kim Crowder, yep. Kathy Joe, and Erica now has joined us. And it's really been easy this year because it's going to be held at Balderdash. And They are selling tickets through the Colonial. The tickets are $40. Yeah. There's a limited amount of tickets that are going to be sold. It'll be a wonderful event. There'll be a first annual David Grover t-shirts.
Oh, wow.
Sponsors' names on the back. And we had a preview of those yesterday, and it was wonderful. The announcement will come out Monday.
Okay.
About the event. So look out for that.
And this show is pre-recorded. We're going to air this on Tuesday morning. So it's going to be a boom, boom situation. But I want to tell people, and this to me is very important. Don't procrastinate getting your tickets. Kathy said there's a limited number of tickets. Now, I know there's some plans to maybe get a few more seats, but I just watched the weather forecast. And, let's just put it this way. Unless you want your hair to grow, you probably don't want to be outside. I stood out there yesterday and nothing happened, so I don't know what the story is. But David Grover concert, it's going to happen Saturday, July 22nd. And I can't stress that enough. Saturday, July 22nd, 5:30 to 9, Balderdash. That's in Richmond. If you haven't been out there, it's a nice venue, beautiful venue for a concert, beautiful venue. Michael's, I've been to a couple of Michael's out there. You can still be a supporter. A scholarship sponsor is from $250 to $5,000, and a supporter is from $50 to $249. Please, please go down and get your tickets or buy them online through the Colonial box office. Don't you think that's a smart move, Kathy? Buy the ticket. Don't wait. Don't wait.
Absolutely not. Now, and they'll have a food truck will be there. The winery will be open. So there's going to be the wine there. It's going to be a nice time. It'll be the first event. So I think that people will want to participate as much as possible.
Yeah. And by the way, it's going to be, Michael's going to be, they've asked me to sing, but the last time I did, everybody left. So they've kind of predicted I'm singing again. That hurts my feelings, but I understand. But all kidding aside, Michael is going to be, he's wonderful. With our special guest, Puggy Demery, we all know, Mike Sacco. And Kathy Jo Grover, David's wife, and she's going to be bringing the Berkshire Theater Group's youth chorus. I mean, you want a nice night. You want a night and know where your money's going to go to help kids go to camp. And I will tell you, the kids that get chosen, if it wasn't for us people going to the Michael and all of us contributing, they wouldn't get to camp. I can promise you that.
So true, Bill. Thank you. Yes.
Yep. So, Michael, what do you got in store for us?
So this has been a really trying mental time for me as far as putting this show on. David was, the people that know him knew him as so many things, and I think he deserves so much credit for being probably just the most humble, kind and sweet man that I've, and a truly, like one in a million musician and writer, and to have all of that and be so humble, and then to have the success that he had with Arlo, and then to choose to write children's songs and make that his career after, you know, living sort of that rock and roll life, really goes to speak to the character, you know, that he had and what he felt was important in this life. So in honor of that, I'll be doing one of his songs. And we're going to be incorporating Kathy Jo on that as well as the children's chorus. So that'll be a powerful moment. And there'll be a few of like favorite songs that he liked performing down at the Red Lion and some of these other gigs that were more adult, driven.
Yeah.
And then I'll be performing original songs, some of which David had actually produced with me back when I was in college and came home for the summer. And then some David that I wrote in Nashville that David was fond of. And so I was going to do those as well. So it's not show as far as the time of it. I think it begins at 5:30 and it will be ending at 8 due to regulations regarding music at in Richmond, basically. But we're looking forward to a great evening. I know that been more than probably 3/4 of the tickets have been sold.
Yep.
So as you emphasized, if you would like to go, getting them now is probably the way to go. If the weather is nice, they're going to open up lawn seating. So there'll be an extra 40 tickets there. But also, like you had mentioned, donations, you can donate at the show. Yep. And in talking with the Berkshire Theater Group and seeing this event unravel and the previous event that this was prior, there's a lot of money being donated to causes, and we're so thankful over the raised. I don't know the exact number, but I know we're well over 10,000 for years. It's gone to see kids growing in the theater camps that they're being sent to. We've had several kids that are now performing on Broadway that came from, from the theater. That Kathy Jo told us the other day. So as far as what these camps are doing, it's not necessarily trying to push children into the arts, but really to get them to open up their mind and let showcase maybe their inner fears or their doubts or their worries and gain some self-esteem and really move forward in the world positively. And less people than, you know, because this, as we know, it's a crazy world. So anything that anything can help.
Wait. Did you say crazy world? Let me show you. That's my surprise face. I will say this, just to dovetail on what Michael said and reinforce it. I was doing, when this, we used to do the show, most of you know from Taconic, the old Taconic High School. And I interviewed a young lady there. And what I took my hat off to Jake McCannis and Jake Eberwein the same way. For sticking to their guns and keeping the music programs and keeping the theater programs and the band and all, but rather than just the sports. I can remember when I was in the school, the first thing to go was drama, band, music. But anyhow, this girl, I was talking to her, and she was a part of the Shakespearean piece that Shakespeare and Company come and do with Taconic. And she said her friends egged her into it. She said, when I came to Taconic from junior high or middle, whatever they call it, she said, I was a wallflower. I was shy. I was kind of afraid. And my friends kept encouraging me, come on with us. Even if in the stage or whatever, come on with us. Well, she did. And she said to me, you know, Bill, if I hadn't done that, I wouldn't be in my senior year here talking to you. And that's what Michael said it beautifully. We're not pushing kids into the arts, but think about what the arts are. I forget, it's in the 70s. But most of you don't, I forget where I parked the car. But I forget the exact amount. But 70-something percent of all engineers play an instrument. Think about that. So it's not we want everybody to go to Broadway. Some people, they do it in high school, they do it in college, and they do it in a, you know, locally. But some people make a career of it. We've got a couple of really wonderful people, kiddos that I have on when they're home from New York. So anyhow, just it's going to be a – and the other piece, there's so much controversy, there's so much anger, there's so much negativity. Please come and have a good time. You'll have a good time. Now, Michael, as I said, he's asked me, but he has a couple of songs that if he plays them, he knows what happens. So one of them is Dancing on the Rooftop, and I just go crazy. But, Michael, you know, you've been at this a long time. You played in Nashville. You played in other venues. How has that strengthened your career? I mean, you're a heck of a songwriter, and you can play about anything. And I just have seen you. I thought you were terrific when I first saw you, obviously, I followed you in the men's room. But how have you grown, I guess, is the better word.
I think I've always been sort of an introvert with maybe a little extrovert, but watching myself and analyzing myself over the years has helped me grow writer. I think being able to share your story and in those songs, you know, from when I first started writing music myself up until now, you know, you can see that there's a growth there. And all those shows that you mentioned along the way, the small ones and the big ones, they all play a part in the overconfidence that you gain by being a professional performer. You can't do it in, you know, a year or two. You know, it takes a lot of time to be able to be comfortable in your own skin up there and feel good about what you're saying and what you're presenting as an artist. And then recently, you know, in Nashville, after taking about a year off to help my wife with our newborn son, and getting back to it, I've really found a different level of joy that I have that I'm not sure I had it fully before he was born. So I think these big life moments, you know, they affect you in so many ways. As an artist and a creative person, you know, you don't sometimes, they affect you in ways that you're actually like putting that information out there in a poetic way, you know, through a song. And so there's breakthroughs that you go, these actual creative breakthroughs when things, you know, hit you. And the birth of Leo was one of those things. And same with the birth of my daughter was the other catalyst. Yeah. So, I mean, it's really just, it's just like, you know, when you're a creative person, those moments, those things to your craft, you know, they filter their way, in. So you start to sing even past songs with a different resolve than you may have sung them in the past. You may even understand more of what you were trying to say back then better now. So there's just, it's really a fun process of being creative and growing and using around you, good or bad, to inspire and tell your story.
You know, in through the years, it's so obvious to me to see how you've grown and you know, that's a tribute to you and your wife and Leo and Annabella and your mom and dad, you know, to foster. And I guess this is, I'm going to let Kathy talk about this for a minute, but you know, parents out there, grandparents, you got to encourage kids today. You know, if it were up to me, I'd take these things right here, and I would lock them in a vault and never let them out, because they're, I've told the story. I must tell it. In the old Taconic, every morning I'd have to walk down this hallway to get to the studio. And these two girls were across the hall from one another. So one day I just couldn't take it anymore. I said, every day I come by, you're standing there. Who are you texting? Each other. What? I'm an old man. I pick up the phone. I call Michael. How you doing, Kathy? What's up? Honest to God, Michael, please come to this concert and you can see what encouragement, dedication. I'm going to tell you, I know this guy. He's dedicated. He's committed. And he never gives up. He's always getting better. That's a compliment, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, no, it's true. And Kathy, what do you think? I mean, you were very instrumental, and we'll talk about raising Michael after, you know, but you were very instrumental in the concept of this whole concert. You've been working on this for months.
Right. Right. And I love the idea that it goes for the camp, for children's camps, and the camps allow children, all age children, high school and below, to be themselves without being ridiculed, to understand that bullying is not the answer. And to kind of take a break from some of these children's households where the parents, don't foster the arts or whatever. And when they come into the arts, it's like, wow, what is this? I'm accepted for being who I am. I'm enjoying this. I'm making friends. There's a culture to the whole arts, the camp and the children who are involved in it. I think that, it can only benefit them. Some children can't afford to go to a theater camp. And that's why this program is so important.
You're so right. With my background, I working with violent youthful offenders, and you just saw in the beginning of the show, if you folks didn't tune in, we just saw little Leo. I shouldn't call him little Leo, Leonardo, but not everybody has parents like I had and Kathy had and Michael, Dr. Michael and Mia had. And we have to remember that. And for some kids, getting to camp and seeing there is another world.
Mm-hmm. So true.
There is another world.
The exposure to, we were able to expose our children to so many different things, but there are children who are not exposed to anything. And I think that that's what this camp is about, to give them an exposure, an outlet, a way to express themselves and that they otherwise wouldn't have.
And it's done so, and it's the people that do this, starting with Kathy Jo Grover, they have been around children, caring, and just so absolutely dedicated to kiddos. And Kathy, perhaps you didn't. I read coming on. I was asked to read this, if I could, Summer Eats program. We all, how do I want to say this? There are people who, they depend on this. They depend on this to, eat. I know Pittsfield is Wonderland, everybody, but there are some people who are really struggling through it. Right. And what this camp does, what this David Grover camp, I got to figure out how to do that. There we go. David Grover camp does. It gives them an opportunity to see another world, Michael said it better than I, open up their minds and their heart. And I can do that.
And they don't necessarily, there are some children that learn how to direct, how to do lighting, the sound. Yeah. It's not just the acting part of it. It's not this, being in the theater, you think that, I have to act. No, you don't. You can do there's different aspects of that whole experience that a child will connect with. And that's the beauty of this. That's what I think is the byproduct of such a wonderful experience.
Yeah. And if you can't, if you can't make the concert or you procrastinate and there's no tickets left, and I'm not going to be happy with you, but you can have me forgive you if you just make a donate whatever you can,
right?
A check and put in the memo line summer camp,
right?
Or education program,
right?
Because this is, I want people to know too, this is the summer camp part of the overall education program.
Correct, Bill. That's correct. Yes. And Allison is the one who at the Colonial Bales, she does the education program, and they go into schools throughout the winter as well. So and do performances, and their children act, and it's incredible. So a lot is involved in this. There's not just one aspect of it. And they put on shows at the Colonial, which are incredible too. So, you know, there's just, it's just so many aspects of it that your dollar helps out. And I, you know, I can't stress enough to please help contribute, you know, and
yes.
And Bill, you're a huge contributor to it, and we appreciate it, and thank you so
much. Well, we do what we can.
Amazing. You've been amazing.
I think, you know, too, Allison Raheli Bales, Kathy Jo Grover, and by the way, Kathy Jo Grover would have been here, but guess what? They're doing a summer camp at the YMCA.
Right.
I mean, these people... they're just
dedicated.
Yes,
completely,
absolutely dedicated. Yeah. And you know, Michael, how did you? I gotta ask you this. I've always been gonna ask you, how did you get into music? I know your dad. I just have to say this. Dr. Michael Fabrizio and Kathy, they're very good friends of ours. And I've known Dr. Fabrizio since he was an intern, and he took care of my father who was suffering and dying from cancer. And, but how did you get involved in this? He's gifted and talented. He can do about any sculpture, paint. I paint ceilings, walls.
I think it was, like you had mentioned, the giving me opportunities, giving children opportunities. I don't know if, I think there probably is some level of innate talent for musicians, but I think a lot of it is exposure early on to music, different varieties of music. Yeah. And for me, my parents were in a band when they met. And so I knew they were both musical. My grandmother was in the Sweet Adelines in New York. Oh, God. So she was musical. So there was music in the family. Yeah. Yeah, even at family parties, you know, after I learned how to play piano, I would play piano. My aunt Therese would play guitar. Everybody would sit around and sing. I mean, we've always been really a musical family, yeah. But I think the earliest memory that I have is in the car with my mom singing John Cougar Mellencamp's Small Town, which is now a song that I cover, and people always have great reactions to that. I think it is one of those, you know, one of those songs. And on that tangent, or a tangent from that, was I looked up the population of Richmond, where I was born, and I think it was like 1,200 at the time. So you hear so many of these songs say, you know, small town this and small town that. But I think I actually went out on the small town from a lot of these other people that say they're from a small town. So anyway, that story aside, it was listening to music with them. My dad had different tastes than my mom did, so I got exposed to different types of music. And then when I was about 10 or 12, I believe, I started playing piano at the push of my mom and my dad. And I wanted to stop. You know, it's frustrating learning an instrument at first. You know, most people don't get past that first week. But I ended up falling in love with it, and I started playing classical music and started to make my own interpretations of classical pieces like Pachelbel, for instance, and doing my own variations and learning that way. My piano teacher was Mark Kelso, who was in Richmond. He's pretty well known around the community.
Sure.
And actually, I believe he's coming to this this show as well, which is cool.
Cool.
So, yeah, it just grew from a love of music in general to a love of singing, you know, with my mom and with my dad. And it's sort of like another way to kind of visit each other's souls in a way, you know, singing together and playing music together. It's like another depth, another level. So then when I went to college, I started playing guitar and sort of self-taught myself guitar. And that was really it, Bill. I mean, I took a few voice lessons over the years, but very little. And I really just have a real passion for it, where I feel like I feel it in a very deep way, where there's actually songs that I can't even sing because I get choked up. And every time I try to do it, I get choked up, whether I'm home alone, whether I'm on stage. And that feeling, that depth of feeling, that sensitivity to the lyrics and to the sound and the phrasing and the melody. I've always had that. So I think, you know, there is music. I don't want to say it was meant for me, but I'm really glad that I found it.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but I would say this. I think that you're divinely inspired, and I'll leave it at that. We got to take a break. We'll be back. When we come back, there's so much more to talk about with this concert. I want to tell you my experiences with David Grover. Michael, he actually sang with David Grover. David asked me, please, not to sing with him, but he was nice when he asked. We'll be right back. This is 89.7 FM on your radio dial, WTBR. We're also simulcasting on Pittsfield Cable's Spectrum TV, channel 1301. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon here on WTBR FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from BeFair. BeFair is one of the largest premier human service agencies in Berkshire County. If you're looking for services for a loved one or are interested in caring for the people we support, visit BeFair.org today for available opportunities.
The Berkshire's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And now back to the Morning Drive with Bill Sturgeon on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. Let me introduce, this is Kathy Fabrizio and her son, Michael Fabrizio. And I'm bald, fat, bald guy. But we're here promoting the David Grover Scholarship Concert featuring Michael Fabrizio and with guests Puggy Demery and Mike Sacco and Kathy Jo Grover, David's wife, and she will be there with members of the Berkshire Theater Group Youth Chorus. And that's going to take place Saturday, July 22nd, 5:30 to 8. Now, there's not a lot of tickets left. Don't procrastinate. There will be, I'm predicting, Kathy, correct me if I'm wrong. Yell at me if you want. I'm used to it. I had nuns. There will not be tickets at the door. I don't think.
No. Bill, I actually think that by the time this airs, there probably won't be many tickets left anyway. So if you hear this and you want to go, I would do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're probably right. We are recording this on Thursday the 13th, and it'll air on Tuesday, whatever that day is.
And I just want to mention, Mike Sacco is donating the T-shirts to the sponsors. So the T-shirts will have the David Grover logo on the front and then the sponsors on the back. But they will be available for sale at the concert as well. So that'll be great. The tickets are $40 and they're through the Colonial. You can call them or you can get them online, I believe, online too.
And Michael, you know, you had some issues you wanted to notice. You wanted some topics that you wanted to go over. And go ahead. During the break, Michael told me, and I find it fascinating. So take it and run, babe.
I just wanted to, in honor of David, to there's a few things. One is that David's music is available on Bandcamp. It was his last recorded adult album. And I have it. It was called Berkshire Mountain Green was the name of the album.
Wow.
And he had some really incredible stuff on there. A lot of it was recorded at the Guthrie Center, live, and to hear live recordings that good is, it's not always common. So, there's some really fantastic, memorable moments in there.
Yeah.
And there's also going to be, according to Kathy Jo, re-releasing or first time releases of some music of David's from, you know, his adult, I would say, repertoire, songs that we have not heard before unless you heard it live. And all of those will be available for purchase, which if you're a music fan and you believe in the power of music and the legacy of David, please just take, you know, I think it's $5 or something to buy the album, or $10. It helps so much to push that music and keep it, you know, circulating in this area and beyond. As an artist, I plan, and I have in the past, playing David's songs live at some of my shows throughout the country. I think that he deserves no less than that as an artist and as a person. So if you have that ability to purchase and spread his music and the legacy of David Grover, that would be amazing. David was extremely generous with his, I'm going to call it fame, even though, you know, I don't know. He would classify it. He probably wouldn't say that, but, you know, he invited me up to New York City and in front of, I think it was 20,000 people for a Children with Disabilities concert. And he had me come up there with his Kathy Joe, his brother, Phil, I believe Terry Oliveri. And I think that was the band. Oh, and mom, help me. The one, Linda Worster.
Yeah.
Linda Worster was also there. But yeah, he invited me up there to play like five original songs to all these people because he believed in what I was doing and he thought that I was a great writer and he wanted to foster that. And what he did for me in that moment basically springboarded everything for me. To have somebody like that believe in you and say, hey, you are good. You're going to be better at this thing, but I believe in you. And that was everything for me. And that he brought me up at the Red Lion a few times. And, you know, I went to his house and we recorded music together. And it was just, it was amazing. Sorry.
Yeah. He was an amazing man. He was a big guy. I mean, he wasn't like, you know, but kids weren't afraid of him. They were attracted to him.
He had the gentlest voice. There's a track on that album where he's talking to the audience and you can just hear all the things that were David in those lines, the sincerity and the humility and just the unbelievable desire to connect with people. And it was amazing. It was one in a million.
You're exactly right. But it's going to be, folks, and hopefully there will be tickets. And it's going to be July the 22nd, 5:30 to 8:00. Tickets are on sale at the Colonial. You can get them online. You can go in. The box office opens. A lot of words in a row for me. I'm starting to talk like somebody that's on TV a lot.
I just wanted to mention that Puggy Demery and Mike Sacco were in a trio with David.
Yes.
And that's pretty much why I wanted to have Mike and Puggy open for David. Their harmonies were just beautiful and something that I remember. They're all friends of mine. And I really thought that would be a nice touch for the beginning of this concert for the first annual David Grover Scholarship Fund. So
I will tell you, maybe because I'm old, because I am, but you know, the music back then, the local bands, the David Grovers who brought people like Michael to up into their sphere, recognized talent, but weren't jealous of it.
Right.
You know, that's what I admire about David. My experience with David Grover is that David Grover loved people.
He did.
And he admired talent. And obviously he recognized talent in Michael. And he did it in me, but that's okay. I, you know, as I say, my singing voice is for my mother. But if you can't make it, if you can't get tickets, please, whatever you can, I don't care if it's $5, $1, I don't care. Just write a check, put it in an envelope with a stick-em note saying for the Berkshire Theater Group Education Group, because they do marvelous things with kids. And Kathy said in the first half of the show, and it's so true, some of these kids would never have this experience, never even be inside a theater, never mind be part of a performance, whether it's the lighting, like Kathy, that's not just acting. It's they learn the whole schmeal. And to me, in my background of working with kids that had been, you know, they were locked up in a penitentiary now, but they didn't, they weren't born to be locked up. And anything we can do to break the cycles, give them an experience, we should do it.
Right. And I think that Allison going to the schools recognizes the children who, you know, would benefit from a scholarship, you know, and sometimes it's talent driven, sometimes it's need driven, whatever drives it. I think it's a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful avenue to that, you know, children who, you know, I mean, they don't necessarily, they have loving parents and everything, and they all they don't necessarily come from bad homes, but sometimes they can't afford it, you know?
That's so right.
It's wonderful that, you know, that they, this can help them. So, you know, it can help a lot of people with this, all different walks of life.
Kathy, you couldn't be, some parents are working 2 and 3 jobs.
Right.
You know, so and for those people that'll go, and if I'm wrong, you can, I'll give you, you can send me hate mail. But if you don't have a good time and enjoy the music and enjoy the event and enjoy just being there, then you can be mad at me because I plan on going and having a great time, be entertained. And as I said back in the first half hour, how did I meet Michael Fabrizio? Well, he was filling in for someone else who got sick and couldn't make it. And I sat, and this was at Barrington Stage. Michael captured me and my wife, his voice, his musical abilities, but he's a total package. He doesn't entertain, and this is something I really want people to listen to. He doesn't entertain to entertain himself. Now, I've been to concerts where the person that was doing the concert was entertaining himself and really I was out in the cold. Michael entertains the audience. And that to me is the mark of a great entertainer.
Right.
And I mean that, Michael, from my heart.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
And, you know, we got about, I can't see the clock, about 5 minutes left. Anything more, Michael, you want to cover?
I just want to mention, you know, how honored and humbled I am to have this be the first year of this and to be the performer for it. As a friend of David's and somebody who was constantly in awe of his talent, it's just an honor and to be a part of it. If people want to find my music, it is on iTunes. It is on Spotify. It's on any platform where you download music. There's also social media links to Instagram. If you go to my Instagram, you'll find a link tree. And from there, you can find all the links to my website, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook. I just started a TikTok like a few months ago, and I haven't really told anybody about it. So that's been really fun, is posting all kinds of content on there. That's some musical, some of it's not. As you know, I love fly fishing, so there's some fly fishing stuff on there. There's a lot of funny things on there, but anyway, again, an honor to be a part of it and to work with Berkshire Theater Group again. This is, I think, our 5th or 6th year, if you take out the COVID year of doing this. And it's just going to be a great, great night. I'm looking very much forward to it. And like you said, if they're not having a good time, they can see you, but they can also see me because it's going to be my fault. I promise it will be a good time.
I've never been to a Michael Fabrizio concert that I didn't leave inspired and happy. And sometimes when I say inspired, and I don't want to get emotional here, but he does a song about his dad that I got to tell you, it's absolutely positively beautiful. I listen to it and I get filled up. I'm not even his dad. But he's a great songwriter. David Grover was a great songwriter. You brought it up. To me, Michael, to be brought on stage, brought to perform, thinking back with David Grover, that was a big deal, dude. That was a really big deal.
And I was extremely nervous, a lot of it.
Yeah.
I remember being backstage. I think it was Kathy Joe back there. She's like, just breathe. You're okay. And I'm like peeking around this. I don't know if it was a curtain or something that was hiding me. And you just look out into this sea of people. And you're like, yeah, that didn't help. I shouldn't have looked. It's like, don't look down. Don't look down when you're walking a tightrope. It's kind of like that same concept. But, you have to get thrown into the fire at some point. And if you can make it out, then you know you were meant to do it. If you don't, then you have a good decision there.
And it's truly, folks, this is a tribute to David Grover. I and so many of you out there, from old people like me who brought kids to people who were kids or now have kids of their own, this is a tribute to a man who was very shy. I'm going to use that word. He didn't embellish himself. Michael, I'm sure knows, Kathy, I know people that, they really radiate this. You're just lucky to be in my presence, And I'm going, really? When can I leave? But all kidding aside, it's just such a wonderful event. Have a good time. Don't procrastinate. Get the tickets. If you don't have them out, and if they're out, you can help out Berkshire Theater Group education program. They need it, and I swear to you, they don't waste that money at all. It all goes into the kiddos. And I, Michael and Kathy, I can't thank you enough. I look forward to, Michael, don't call me up on stage to sing because I'll be too nervous.
What about dancing, though? You said you would dance.
Dancing I can do. barely with my, I got a cane now, but I dance with the cane. Anyhow, the best, break a leg, whatever you have to say. Thank you so much, Kathy. Thank you for all the effort that you and Kim and all the people behind, Allison Raheli Bales.
Thank you.
Pete McGuire have put into this. It's amazing.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having us, Bill. We really appreciate it.
You and say hi to the old guy for me.
I will.
All right, folks, as I always say, and I mean this from my heart, God bless. And let's do what we're trying to do here. Let's start taking care of each other. It's kind of a nasty world out there now. Let's do our little part to make our little part of our world better. Talk to you soon. Kathy, Michael, catch up with you. Bye-bye. A few announcements I want to let you all know. This one is in, I walked by it, not through it, but by it, down at the Lee Outlets. It's an amazing, it appears, I'm going back. Baseball in the Berkshires opens its newest exhibit in the Lee Premium Outlets on July the 6th. Visitors will learn about the stories that were born of the diamond in the cornfields from Sheffield to North Adams. The exhibit will be open Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 6 p.m. It's located in the old dress barn space across from Calvin Klein. At the same time, baseball in Berkshires is looking for volunteers from high school age through the golden ages to help meet and greet exhibit visitors. Baseball in the Berkshires may be contacted by calling 413-822-6738. It's a great opportunity for people to volunteer and work out, work for them to see what's happening. Bascom Lodge 2023 Jazz Dinner Series. This is really cool. At the top of Mount Greylock, if you can believe it, at the top of Mount Greylock, you can have jazz dinner series. There's one seating, 7 to 9 p.m. Performances throughout the dining hours, menus and price lists on the dinner tab on the website, mail@baskamlodge.net. .net. I'm sorry. mail@bascomlodge.net. What an opportunity, really and truly, to see everything that's really happening. Also, I do want to say, too, on every first Friday and Saturday, May through December, Clock Tower Artists. Now, they're in the Eagle Building, which is the old Eaton's Paper on South Church Street. And they have almost a whole floor. I think it's the third floor now. Elevator, handicapped access, the whole deal. Of local artists, that it's absolutely positively phenomenal. And you can purchase, you can stroll, you can use it as an art museum, whatever. I like going there, meeting the artists, looking at their work. We purchased some work ourselves, the Polish Princess and I. But to me, they're so gifted, and they're local. They're all local people. So once again, every first Friday and Saturday, May through December, here, Bill, get that straight there, buddy. 5 to 8 p.m., first Saturdays, 11 to 4, 75 South Church Street. It is truly amazing. When we stop and think of all that goes on, and I know a lot of people are wondering about Wacona Park. I can't say enough about the Suns and all they've done, and now with the flooding and everything. But let's remember, folks, huh? We do the best we can, and let's cheer on what we have to cheer on, and not be so quick to criticize stuff. This is kind of important. This is very important to me. Very important. City of Pittsfield Summer Eats program. Just so you know, Berkshire Peak Apartments, West Street, lunch only, 12:15 to 12:45. June. They're all June 28th through the August 25th. With the exception of the Pittsfield Farmers Market on First Street, lunch only program on Saturday. It starts at 11:30 to 1. Morningside Community School, Burbank Street, 8:30 to 9. Breakfast, noon, noon to 12:30. Conti Community School, breakfast, 8:30 to 9:30. Lunch, noon to 12:30. And Brattlebrook Village, April Lane, lunch only, 12:30 to 1. Also coming up, this is for the Diocese of Springfield. To learn more about the diaconate, if you'd like to be a deacon in the Catholic Church, they will be holding an information session at St. Joseph's Parish in Pittsfield, Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m., Wednesday, August 9th, 6:30 p.m. If you have any questions, you can call the diaconate office at 413-452-0674. That's in Springfield. St. Agnes Academy is now enrolling pre-K and four-year-olds for their 2023-24 academic year. Children that are 2.9 years old as of September 1st are eligible to enroll. Enrollment is also for students in grades K through 8. Bus transportation from 5 locations in Pittsfield available for pre-K through eighth grade. For more information, call St. Agnes Academy at 413-684-3143. And again, it's an alternative kind of education. And it's worth looking into if you have a child that you want to, you know, get involved in a different form of education. I am going to be, and I've mentioned this before, I want you to be aware of it. I am going to be doing an interview with a man who raises from puppies, seeing eye dogs. And I have a good friend who for years had a seeing eye dog that really just permitted him to live almost normal life. And I'm a big supporter of this event. I'm also a big supporter of dogs for veterans with PTSD and other issues. So if you know anybody who does that, let me know and we'll do it. This is coming up. This is a little bit in advance. Starts August 1st. I know. It's only July, Bill. I know, but it'll be August 1st before we know it. Faith Healer. It'll be on a St. Germain stage. The actors, a Barrington Stage Company. This is an amazing, amazing play with amazing actors, all of which people who are fans of Barrington Stage know. And they are Mark Dole, the wonderful Mark Dole, and the outstanding Chris Envar. Just really wonderful people. And it's going to be directed by Julianne Boyd. So, I mean, there's so much going on in the Berkshires through the summer. There's Tanglewood now is starting up, and a play that's ending on July the 22nd. So it's almost ended, but it's worth seeing. It's called Tiny Father. And it's on, again, the St. Germain stage. Daniel never planned on being a father, at least not in the near future, until he finds himself in the NIC unit, gazing at his daughter, born 26 weeks, and born at just 26 weeks. With humor, heart, and help, the night nurse, Daniel has barely three months to step up and figure out how to be a dad. So, I mean, there's, it's a great season. It's really a great season for everybody. This is another one, August 16th through September 9th. The wonderful Bill Finn, in a book by Bill Finn and James Lapine. This is amazing. It's called The New Brain. So, there's a lot going on, boys and girls. So, and this is only part of it. That's all the time I have for announcements. I will say this. Thank you. Be well. See you soon. Keep on, keep on.